the big things take over the small. Doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, doesn't make a difference at all. Make a difference whose tears are first to flow. Oh, does it really make a difference who's holding on, who's letting go? Oh well, does it really make a difference anymore? You know the hardest thing. A difference at all. Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Well, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Does it make a difference at all? Oh, does it make a difference at all? Tell me, does it make a difference at all? No, 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 no. Does it make a difference at all? Does it make a difference at all? Does it make a difference at all?
Alrighty, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to WMFO Medford. It is 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. To be more specific, you are listening to Storytime with Papa T here on WMFO, as always, from 3 to 4 on Mondays, except for last week, which is, I guess, contradicting the always statement, but oh well. Yep, last week we were on break and I was away, so I'm sorry if you missed the show. If you liked what was in the show over what I normally play, I'm sorry. Automation is pretty solid, but hopefully there aren't that many people in that camp. As for what we have signed up for this week, we have a mix of things. A few songs I've been trying to play for a couple weeks, but just kind of pushed off for other music. We have a little bit of a section dedicated to some recent happenings from the last week, and a little bit of something new. So just to start off, the last song was from Galactic and it featured Mavis Staples. The song is Does It Really Make a Difference off their album Into the Deep. I like their stuff, obviously. Mavis Staples, But Galactic, I think, does a good job of interesting sound and music, and it's just, you know, good all around. As for what's up, the next couple songs are just going to be kind of like a random collection of things. An array, some might say. To start off, though, let's go with a song from My Brothers and I. And also excuse any technical difficulties that we might experience in the next couple minutes. Just something appears to be happening at the station, but hopefully we can figure that out. But as I said, next up, My Brothers and I, Don't Dream Alone, the album. Let's do it.
You were trying to control me. Nothing I could do or say. If you fall to pieces through the hard times, it wasn't much to you anyway. And now we're on this bus together, gonna be here for a while. Babe, I hide in my headphones and close my eyes, hoping I don't hear your voice or see your smile. Cause I don't have can't seem to shake this bad dream. I'm walking through the darkness all alone, searching for a light to guide me. I don't know if I'll ever find my way. Feels like I could be lost forever. Oh, feels like I could be lost forever. Cause I don't have make up your damn mind. In the beginning it was perfect, but your heart I couldn't find. Yeah, you got me going. Yeah, you got me going. Yeah, you got me going crazy. 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 Cause I don't have
laugh with me, buddy, jest with me, buddy. Don't let her get the best of me, buddy. Don't ever let me start feeling lonely. If I ever needed you, buddy, you know now I really do, buddy. Don't ever let me start feeling lonely. at the least little thing. Buddy, and I'll die if you mention her name. Buddy, talk to me, buddy, stay with me, buddy. Let's don't let her get away with it, buddy. Don't ever let me start feeling lonely. Let's talk about things as they were, buddy. Before I got mixed up with her, buddy. Laugh with me, buddy, jest with me, buddy. Let's don't let her get the best of me, buddy. Don't ever let me start feeling lonely.
Alrighty. So, the last two, the first one was from My Brothers and I, and the name of the song is Nowhere to Run, followed by the classic from Willie Nelson. The name of the song is Buddy. To keep it going, we're just going to keep going with some music. And it's a band I played a bunch of stuff from. The name of the band is Need to Breathe, and it's off of their album, The Reckoning. Let's just get back into it with the music. Here we go.
Take me back to a simpler time. I never knew the difference and the words were mine. Another man could take it all in his stride. My tracks have left a stain. We were fresh coming off the vine, thrown into a barrel of as cheap as wine. Bottled in a store with a neon sign. And we're all the ones to blame. Cause in our hearts we know it.
We got it.
So that last one might have sounded a little weird. I'll explain. First up, though, the last two songs. First one was from Need to Breathe with Ooze and Oz off the album The Reckoning, which I think is just a quality song I wanted to share. Next up was from Logic. It's the intro song off of the album The Incredible True Story. The song, its name is Contact, and it's for the most part lyricless. I just think it's a cool sounding song, and it's actually the intro to the album. It sounded kind of spaceshipy if you listened, and that's just because the story behind the album is that there's some astronauts traveling in space, and I think it's just the song later goes on and tells a little bit more of the story, but I thought I'd cut out when the music kind of cut out. So it's good overall. I thought I'd be something to share, and it actually leads into two more songs I'm going to play that are also both lyricless. They're from a band I found this past week, and I just thought I'd share because I've been really digging their music lately. The band's name is Go Go Penguin. It's like it would constitute modern jazz, and it's just interesting sounding stuff. Maybe not your most like typical what at least I would most think of as jazz, but it's good nonetheless. And I just, I'm a big fan, and you know, I'm just gonna go into it. Just go with it. So, Go Go Penguin. The album is Man-Made Object. We're gonna play two from it, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes. So, enjoy. Alrighty. So, the last two songs were from the band Go-Go Penguin. Both of them are, you know, something a little different from what I normally play on here, but I think interesting and good music nonetheless. I love that whole album. I've been listening to it recently, so if you like those two songs, I would highly suggest the rest of the album, Man-Made Object, specifically the deluxe version. To keep going, just to throw in a little bit more variety into what I normally do, I have been a big fan for a long time of this guy, this video series on YouTube from the Nerd Writer. You might be aware of him. He's fairly popular, so you might have seen this video. But there was a video that talked about Bruno Mars's... sorry, apparently my Siri just came on. Talked about Bruno Mars's song 24 Karat Magic. And I think it just has an interesting take on the roots of that song and its roots in funk in general. So I thought, you know, it's an actual video on YouTube, and if you're interested, I would suggest watching the actual video, but the audio is most of the content. So I thought I'd just, you know, play the audio from it. It's a good video, so I'm just going to go into it. This is from the Nerd Writer. Feel free to look it up after. His videos overall are really good. And it's about Bruno Mars's 24 Karat Magic. Here we go. Enjoy.
If you want to understand why, at weddings across America and the world this year, thousands, probably millions of people will be lunging their pinky fingers over their heads, you have to go back to 1967. '67 was the year that James Brown recorded a song called Cold Sweat, a watershed moment in the history of music because it ushered in the era of funk. Now, of course, you could go back earlier than this. Music styles are always being born out of what came before. But James Brown in the 1960s was funk, and Cold Sweat is the record where he first solidified this new sound. What makes Cold Sweat so funky is that all of the instruments making it up work toward enhancing the rhythm. Gone are the melodic chord progressions of R&B and soul, which marked Brown's earlier career. Everything in Cold Sweat, the guitars, the horns, the bass, even Brown's voice, were used like drums. You can hear it. The harmonics are static. The rhythm is everything. And the drums themselves are doing something even more interesting.
I just started playing.
That's Clyde Stubblefield, drummer for James Brown, and probably the most influential musician of the 20th century that you've never heard of. The drum beat from Cold Sweat takes the classic 4-4 beat of popular music, which sounds like this. And adds syncopation, or unexpected emphasis at different moments, to make it sound more like this. This signature syncopation of Clyde Stubblefield defined the sound of funk for decades to come, but it had a far greater impact than that. This drum solo you're hearing right now from a 1968 live performance is the most sampled beat in the history of music, appearing in over 1,300 tracks, including...
Listen to the play-by-play, day-by-day, rolling...
There's a reason Stubblefield's drumming and the cadence of funk is so danceable. A study out of Denmark in 2014 showed that people were most likely to want to dance when the rhythm of a song was moderately syncopated, too uniform, and it can get boring, too complex, like jazz music, for example, and people can't keep up. The rhythmic complexity of funk, hip-hop, which is an outgrowth of funk, and EDM is just enough that your brain wants to fill in the gaps with dancing. In other words, funk music is in the Goldilocks zone for making people want to move. You can draw a straight line from Cold Sweat to Bruno Mars's 24 Karat Magic. It inherits and refines the same lessons that James Brown learned exactly 50 years ago. Just listen to the syncopation in the drum beat. 24 Karat Magic is essentially made up of that drum, plus a number of synthesizers that play the role of guitar, bass, and horn sections from Brown's music. They have the same percussive quality, the signature of funk. Here, listen. To me, Bruno Mars is a vessel, and 24 Karat Magic is a time machine. It travels back to James Brown, but it makes some important stops in the history of funk along the way. It's no secret that Mars is pulling most aggressively from the early 1980s, an era that many see as marking the decline of funk music before its major resurgence in the samples of hip-hop a few years later. By 1980, Sly Stone, Bootsy Collins, and George Clinton had largely finished taking funk on its cosmic trip across the universe. But the sounds of 24 Karat Magic come right out of the 80s, when funk came back to Earth, sort of, and fully embraced the synthesizer. Everybody knows Rick James.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
But there are a lot of great acts that have been largely forgotten by pop culture, like Midnight Star. Those high-pitched synth plucks sound familiar? There are other great groups from this period, like Cameo and the Gap Band, but for my money, the artist Mars is most indebted to here is Roger Troutman.
Every time I would use the voice box, people would be dancing until I used it, and when I started using it, they would look up like, and they would seem to hypnotize them in a way.
Yeah.
And it really works. Watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Video So.
This vocoder part at the beginning of 24 Karat Magic is a direct nod to Troutman and his band Zap, who took the voice box further artistically than any other artist. Roger Troutman was the best of 80s electro-funk, using the same repertoire of glittering, shining synthesizers that give 24 Karat Magic all its color. This is what Bruno Mars and his producers have done. They've channeled a long tradition in the instruments and the beats and the energy of this music. And part of that tradition is iconic. Part of it is forgotten. But the good news is that 24 Karat Magic doesn't discriminate. It remembers the complete history. And hopefully, when you're dancing to it at parties this year, you do too.
All right. So when I watched that video and re-listening to the audio just now, I thought it was a fantastic analysis of just kind of like the song and a little bit of its influences. I personally am a little bit of a fan of Bruno Mars. I think he's got an incredible amount of style and swag, and his music shows that. So I think it's interesting to think about, you know, all these influences that most people probably know and can be aware of, but just to, you know, talk about it a little bit more. So if you liked that, I would suggest the full video, which has more visual cues, obviously, but also the entire Nerd Writer channel. So next up, just in the vein of history and roots, going to play a little bit of kind of older school rock and roll, or the influencers of rock and roll. So next up is going to be a little bit from Muddy Waters, but first... Actually, no. Well, we'll do Muddy Waters first, and then we'll do another similar song. But between, we'll do, as always, our favorite PSAs. So, as I said, here we go with some Muddy Waters. The song is Mannish Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Everything. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Yes, oh yeah. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Now when I was a young boy, yeah, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But
but now I'm a man. Way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H-I. I'm a natural born lover's man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rather than man. You man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rather than I'm grown.
My new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
With that old apple tree. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Lot took his wife down to the corner store for malted. She wouldn't mind her business, boy, if she get salted. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Samson thought Delilah was on the square, till one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Sure will.
First one was from Muddy Waters with Mannish Boy. Then it was Louis Jordan with his Timpani 5. And the song was Ain't That Just Like a Woman. So, you know, those are just great songs in general. And I've been a fan of them. But they specifically, I was playing those two songs because this past week, a little bit more than 7 days ago, we had the unfortunate passing of Chuck Berry. And I will be completely honest that I obviously knew of his influences in music and on rock and roll in general. But to be honest, I didn't know much of his own actual work and really much into his work other than, like, you know, his top like four or five songs. And with his unfortunate passing, I was allowed the ability to kind of look back through his stuff because I saw some great coverage from, you know, the New York Times and other outlets that kind of just covered his history and some of his influences and things like that. And the two last songs I just played were cited both in interviews from him and just in these articles that I was reading, that these two songs were influential on some of his greatest hits and his great songs in general. So I thought I'd play them, and before I lead into the final couple minutes for this show, where I will be playing two of Chuck Berry's songs, The first one is, I think, it's just a classic. It's not his number one classic, but it's a classic. It's going to be Roll Over Beethoven. It's a live recording that I've found and I was a big fan of. And then we're going to leave it off with something relatively new from him, but I thought this was a good way to go about the final couple minutes of the hour. So, as I said, this song is going to be from Chuck Berry. It's a live recording of Roll Over Beethoven. Enjoy. Oh, sorry, that was some technical difficulties. But now it's Roll Over Beethoven from Chuck Berry with a little bit of intro from the man himself. Here we go.
This is a song about a man who had a lot to do with music. As a matter of fact, a relished memory in my mind he was. And a good musician, might I say so. This man was named Beethoven. No, he was named Beethoven. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask him to forgive us. Roll over and listen to a little of this. afternoon.
Alrighty. So, that little number was Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven. It was a live recording. And, you know, only got a few minutes left here in the hour, so I'm going to say ta-ta for now. You've been listening to Storytime with Papa T here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. To close out the hour with the last 2 minutes or so left, I'm going to play the first single that was released from Chuck Berry after his unfortunate passing. The name of the song is Big Boys, and I think it's going to be what we close out the hour with. So let's just do it. As always, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you or hear you or sense you this time next week, 3 to 4 every Monday, Storytime with Papa T. Thank you very much. Have a good one.